give our prayer to God.
Heavenly Father, we praise your name. Thank you for choosing us as your children. In Jesus Christ, we have hope, we have eternal life, we have a future. Give your son's life on Christ. Give us your spirit of wisdom, revelation, to truly understand your will, your glory, and your way. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Chinese daughter is mother's little cotton coat. Anyone know this thing? In Chinese, 女儿是妈妈的小棉袄. Anybody know? That means in the winter, the little coat, cotton coat, can provide the warmth to mom. And this thing describes the very close and very warm relationship in family. One day, my wife and I went to Charlotte to have a preach in Chinese church. American couple, good couple, invited us to live in their new bar house. And this couple have 5 children. All of them graduated, married, had a job in different states. After dinner, my mom told me her daughter, her younger daughter, had not contacted her for 3 years. Why? That day, that Sunday is Mother's Day. And clearly, feel a very deep disappointment on her face. Where did the warm family go? Where did the little cotton coat go? Is there a gap, a crack, a fracture in family? I will ask you, is there any fracture in your family? Are you familiar with this photo? A pact happened in Paris. November 13, 2015. 1 third people died. depending on our willpower, our knowledge, or our wisdom, we fail. So,
what is the solution?
Let's look at the parable in the Bible. We try to find the solution. So today's message topic is forgiven. This parable can be played in a drama. A drama can be divided in four scenes. There's the first scene. A king or a master wants to settle his account with his servants. One servant owes him 10,000. It's too big to pay back. But the servant asks to forgive. But the king or his master have mercy on him. Have grace on him. Depends on the path. Let him free. So the drama we get into the second scene. The free salmon went out. He put another salmon who owed him 100 denarii. And we know this, I bet you will be very hungry, just like me. Then the drama goes to the third scene. When the king or his master get a report from other servants. They call the free servant back. They reopen the bag. Put him in jail. Just to serve. And the drum, the last scene, is very important. We're going to discuss this more later. Let's have some basic background knowledge here. So about the unit. A denarius, or one denarius, is 4 grams of silver coin. It's just one day's income. A talent is about 20 kilogram gold. It's probably 6 years income. And we will see the two debtors. One owed his master 10,000 talents. The one owed the three servants 100 denarius. It's about, in the NIV version, the note said, is equivalent to several million dollars. We asked a few dollars. So 10,000 talents probably needed 200,000 years income to pay back. But for 100 denarius, is just 4 months income. So let's begin deeply in some verses and see what we can learn from this parable. So in this verse, 24, wages of sin is death. So, all of us, you and me, we owe God 10,000 talents. We are that servant. So the second question, what kind of attitude would we have when we get mercy, when we get grace from God? So first, we need to repent and ask for it. And without God's mercy and grace, we are nothing. But God is great. And God has mercy and grace on us. So he turns over that and releases us. Let us free. So they send us that servant went out. So when we believe in Jesus, when we get grace and forgiveness from Jesus, we can ask, have we lived out the life? Have we lived out the life? A little grace to others. And this is the last verse we need to have more discuss. Forgive your brother from your heart. This God's command. Command. From a heart to forgive others. That means it's from heart, not from lips. This means is from internal, not external. This means it's long term, it's not short term. This God's plan. So from this parable, we have some key points. First, we know in God's hand one day the 6 years old girl, her name is Sarah, she asked the Lord, Mom, why did the bad man kill my baby? He did not know Jesus. Laura answered. And the little girl asked Mom, can we pray for him? Next day morning, Sarah wake up and jump on her mom's bed and hold her mom and told her mom, I had a dream. In the dream, the bad guy was reading Bible. He knows Jesus. When Laura told me the story, I was silent. Thanks to all God. Oh God, leave the forgiveness in this little girl's heart. 2 months later, Sarah Baptist in American church. So it's not easy to forgive, especially we lose our love in life. Just then, the news pictures, Laura said to me, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32. This is God's command to us. Can we read together? Get rid of bitterness, rage and anger, quarreling and slander, among with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgive each other, and just as God forgive you. Forgive each other, just like God forgive us. There is a gap. There is a crack. There is a fracture. In our family, in our church, even in our nation. Fourthly, when you see water leak, something wrong inside. And we know that's a very small part. It's called washer. Without the washer or the washer damage, water can leak. This for the gas. I'm a handyman. When the counter and the cabinet are removed, so the gas will disconnect. But after disconnect, we lose washer. And I spend a couple of days. We have research on website. All went to any store to buy the right washer. I cannot find it. No match. Cannot make it tight. Finally, we have to call gas company. They come, give us the right washer, make it tight. So the lesson I learned that without the washer, water or gas can leak. We're going to lose some money. Or sometimes we are in very dangerous situation. Do you know forgiveness? Forgiveness is like a small piece of washer. Without forgiveness, our hope, our faith can leak. If we lost our hope and our faith, when we work together, when we serve in the church, we will hear some noise. We will hear some conflict. There's a gap. There's a crack. And there's a fracture in our church. Nelson Mandela, he's a famous person. When he got out of the jail, he wrote down this word, give us a good reminder. He said, as I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew that I don't leave my bitterness and the hate behind. I would still be in prison. Can we have a prayer for fitness? Let's take a little bit of time and close our eyes, and we have a prayer in front of God.